I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK Podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Anzi girl.
It's Anna. She's back doing her Anzi girl. She's stopped being Italian now.
I can't remember how to speak Italian. It's been 2 weeks since I got back and it's all a fuzzy dream. All the pasta, spaghetti and all that shizzle manizzle. Now I'm just stuck in England like the rest of you clowns. It's rubbish. Okay. I hate it. No, it's quite nice, isn't it?
It's all right. Well, we get to talk about fun stories.
Fun silliness.
It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. When I get to hang out with my good pal, Ree.
Yeah.
My BFF. My BFF for life, or whatever it is. She's my pal.
Yeah.
She's my partner. She's my lover, in a way.
Oh, my God.
She's not. She's just Ree.
We've got, this week, I've got someone drunk, another person drunk,
sure,
and a dominatrix.
That's hot. That's what IRL is all about.
Yeah.
In case you weren't sure what IRL was all about, to go into slightly more detail, we are here to talk about crazy shit that's happened in the world. Stories that you'd find in your real life magazines, your take a breaks, your pick me ups, your chats. I always say just those three, but I'm sure I can think of some more if I try really hard.
Yeah, we like those ones, though.
Yeah, but they're all fantastic. They're all very, very good. Mm. Or stories that you'd find on the internet in the weird news section. Not the dark web, before you start that.
We don't go on the
dark web.
No.
It's way too dark, man.
You can
buy kidneys and shit and do much worse stuff, so let's not even dwell on it. But yeah, so basically we've picked three of our favourite stories each. That makes a total of six. So we're going to tell you some funny stories, if you don't mind. Well, it's a matter of opinion whether they're funny.
Yeah.
We're just going to tell you some stories. You decide. You be the judge.
Go on.
Oh, sorry about this. I was actually just going to say that last week, the introduction, we talked for over 6 minutes before we started a story. So I was going to try and nip it in the bud.
We're being good this week.
Yeah, we're trying our hardest. But God, I could just talk and talk and talk for days.
Yeah.
It's my favourite.
I think we should say something up front. Anna, how many Sunday sports stories have you got this week?
I have more than one.
Yeah.
But less than four.
Okay.
But also more than two.
Okay.
Making three.
Making three.
I'm going to be honest. Mm. All three of my stories are Sunday sport this week. But fucking great.
Yeah.
And I did struggle to find any that were actual real life stories.
Yeah.
So these are non-real life stories. But come on, they're fun.
Also, who's to say it's not real, you know? Some weird shit happens in this world.
That's the thing. We don't know. So we're just hoping for the best.
Yeah. Do you want to kick off with one?
Yeah, let's go.
I'm interested in what the hell I can see on your phone.
I'll tell you what you can see. Mm. You can see a man who shat in a pint glass when all-you-can-eat buffet ran out.
I thought that's what it said. That is disgusting.
This is from Nick Appleyard. Which is Nick at
Nick
Sunday Sport.
Nick did a story
Sport.
Last week
exactly.
as well.
He has been busy.
Mm.
A bloke shat in his pint. I wish I didn't have to say shat.
I love the word shat.
Do you know what? I've just looked behind you and the window is ajar.
Oh.
Which means that everybody in Primrose Hill can hear me shout shat in a pint glass at a million decibels.
I love the word shat.
It's just not going to go down well at the next neighbourhood watch meeting.
The residents
I can tell that already.
Meeting.
That's cool. I'll just pretend it wasn't me. A bloke shat in his pint glass in protest when an all-you-can-eat restaurant's buffet ran out of food. I mean, I'm on his side, technically.
That makes me feel sick.
Makes me feel sad. Bob Rickett, 40, said he saw red when his Chinese feast came to an unexpected standstill. Jobless Rickett? What? He doesn't have a job. That's mental.
And he could afford to go to the Chinese buffet.
I would put money on the fact that he's been chugging cider like it's going out of fashion. Jobless Rickett was at Mr. Chow's Happy Bowl in North London when the supply of noodles, spare ribs, egg rolls, dim sum, etc. came to an end. Pleading guilty in court last week, he to outraging public decency and, what was it, criminal tomfoolery? What was the
what
thing
was we liked last week?
Criminal mischievery or something. Naughty, naughty.
Grievous mischief or something.
So naughty.
Mm.
He pleaded guilty last week, public thingamajiggy. He told magistrates of the incident on January the 2nd. I'd only been there for 3 hours. I can normally do a good 6 heaped plates in that time.
Oh my
Hello.
God.
Hello. Agreed. But they clearly don't really believe in the all-you-can-eat deal because a hungry man like me can eat all day long.
Sure.
I don't stop. I'm like those people with that syndrome where the stomach doesn't tell the brain it's full.
Prada Willies.
What?
Prada Willies. Jordan's what? Son Harvey's got it. Prada Willies, it's called.
Why would they Your not name it better? Is it the man's name?
I think it's someone's name.
Well, and how sad for everybody involved in this. Prada Willies.
Prada Willies.
Oh, Prada Willies.
I'm going to just double check my facts, but I'm pretty sure. You carry on.
Or also the other disease is worms. Worms makes you eat until the cows come home, because the worms then eat the food, so you don't think you're full. Is that a thing?
Yeah, and it's great because you lose weight.
Yeah, but then
I think
don't
it's Prada
just...
Willy. Oh yeah, Prada Willy with an I.
Still though.
At the end.
Still Willy at the end of the day.
It is terrible because it means that basically, yeah, your brain doesn't tell you you're full.
But surely your stomach is in pain. Like, when I eat too much food, I'm physically in pain, and then I just keep eating anyway. But that's a whole different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Wow. So maybe he does have worms or Pride of Willies or whatever. Recalling the pint pot shitting debacle, Bob's... That took me by surprise there. I don't know why. I knew what this story
Back
was about.
To shitting.
Anyway, pint pot shitting debacle. Mm. Bob said, I did in nine plates and was ready for 9 more when the staff said they'd run out of food. Mm. All that was left was fucking chicken and sweet corn soup. Who the fuck likes that shit? I have to agree.
Sometimes
actually.
I'll get a little bit and dunk some prawn crackers in it.
Ain't nobody got time. That's just like a savoury tea.
Oh, that made me feel sick.
I'm not sure about soup. I don't mind a nice thick vegetable soup. Look, I could talk about soup all day.
Soup,
but we mustn't.
It's savoury tea.
Yeah.
A hot take by Anna Lewis.
Yes, and I will write you an opinion piece all day tomorrow if you need me to. Let me know what I'll get for that. he added a fuse blew inside my head. I had an empty pint glass on the table and I just thought, well, sod you, drop my trousers and curled one off into it.
Sorry, did just fall over that.
I just honestly
curled one
off into
curled
it.
Curled one off into
if
it.
If my mum for 1 second could figure out how to use a phone or the internet or anything, I would be in so much trouble, like honestly.
Yeah.
It wasn't a massive turd, but you'd certainly notice it. Yeah, I reckon. I'd be surprised if you didn't. Excuse me, what? I'm not going back there ever again. They've lost my custom. God, I bet Mr. Chow is raging.
You're welcome.
Yeah, don't worry. A spokesman for the restaurant said, that man is not welcome here. He's a disgusting fat cunt. He does look a bit like what that man
He's
just said.
He's a disgusting fat cunt.
And then in the caption next to his photo, it just calls him fat cunt. Agreed, though.
Yeah.
Fat cunt.
He's shat in a pint glass.
He's not my favourite human. Rickett was fined £350 and given 100 hours community service.
Okay.
For curling one off into a pint pot. What
curling
the fuck
one off
kind
is
of world
so
are we
never...
living in? I can't believe this is what our lives are now. Anyway.
That's quite disgusting.
Quite rancid.
Okie dokie.
Okay, moving on.
Drunk man hit with $1,635 Uber bill after 300-mile trip from West Virginia to New Jersey.
What?
Look how far he went in the Uber.
Why?
Because he was drunk and pressed the wrong house.
Oh, no.
I've just told you the story.
Oh, great. Right, my story now, then.
We are trying to be quick. A drunk Uber user was hit with a $1,635 bill after falling asleep and embarking on a 300-mile journey across 3 states.
That's absurd.
Kenny Backman made the trip after a night out with friends in Morgantown, West Virginia. He decided to get an Uber to take him home to his university campus flat.
Sounds good.
Once he got inside the vehicle, he passed out. I have Uber narcolepsy. I fall asleep all the time in Ubers.
Well, I'd be frightened of doing that. Because what happens when you get there? The guy has to wake you up and take you up.
Normally I kind of wake up a bit, or if I'm with somebody, that's better.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
But he instead woke up 2 hours later to find his driver was taking him to his other house, like his parental home.
Sure.
In Gloucester County, New Jersey. He couldn't remember ordering the Uber and could not work out why a random man was driving him.
Oh, my God. That would actually be quite frightening if you suddenly were like, I don't remember why I'm here or how I got here.
But I'm in a car.
But it's warm and cosy and Magic FM's on, so I'm going to sleep through it.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. To make matters worse, he'd ordered an Uber XL, which can hold up to 6 passengers and costs more than the usual ride.
And it's really classy.
Yeah.
And has like bottles of mineral water in the side pocket and mints.
Afterwards, I had it fully sink in, he said. Once the ride ended and I saw how much it was, I was like, all right, this is insane. That's just crazy.
But then I always think I could talk my way out of something like that, but you can't.
No, you can't.
Like, I'm convinced if I was caught in, Thailand, smuggling drugs home at my bottom, I'm convinced I could talk my way out
of it. You absolutely could not.
I don't know.
You'd get killed.
Silver-tongued.
No.
Is that what that means? Don't know what that means.
I hope so.
I think I could really talk my way out of it.
No.
I'd be like, guys, there's
death
been
sentence.
A huge mistake.
What are you talking
I
about?
I accidentally sat on a bag of meth. It's not my fault.
It's perfectly packaged to the size of my anus.
Yeah, watch me. Watch me do it. In fact, I'm going to do it to prove you all
please
wrong. I'm going to prove all the haters wrong.
Also, it was surge pricing, which doubled everything.
Oh, I mean, he could not catch a break.
He accused the Uber driver of using his phone and said he had even had to get money to repay the driver for the tolls they had gone through along the way. He challenged Uber over the fare, saying he never entered his home address as his destination, but was unsuccessful. However, he did still give the driver 5 stars.
Oh, that's sweet.
It's nice of him. You should always try and give 5 stars unless something bad's happened.
Yeah. So did he have to pay it in the end? What was their total again, sorry?
$1,635.
I mean, I'd be raging.
I mean, I wouldn't physically have the money. It would not come out of my account.
Oh, there's no money for that driver, I'm afraid. I'd have to work for him as a maid
sex
or a
slave?
Cook or something, or a sex slave.
Yeah.
I'd have to.
You'd have to.
Life is life.
No choice.
Banned from every park in Bolton for licking dogs' asses.
Oh, ah!
Do you know what my favourite thing about this is? There's a photo of dogs in a park and they've blanked their eyes out so they can't be identified.
Because they are sexual abuse victims.
Yeah, and that rules are rules.
Yeah.
There are perverts and then there are oddballs and then there is Archie McPherson. For the jobless 25-year-old has redefined scumbaggery thanks to his revolting fetish for licking dogs' asses.
Yeah.
This is by Simon Dean. Sunday at Sunday Sport.
There is someone else, but it's not just all Nick.
No. Oh, great. There's a dog barking outside. It's almost like he's worried he'll get his arse licked. Now, the single loner is beginning a 3-month jail sentence after being found guilty of outraging public decency and violating beloved family pets.
Mm.
And when he's released, the vile offender will be banned from every park in his hometown of Bolton for 5 years to protect the canine world from his oral anal attention. That's quite nicely put.
Oral anal attention. But dogs aren't just in parks. They could be anywhere.
Oh, they are ever a guide dog. Would you dare to disrespect that beautiful creature?
Obviously not.
Well, no, obviously not. Didn't have to answer that one. Thank you, though. When his crimes were outlined before magistrates last week, there were gasps from the public gallery and one person was sick.
Yeah.
Prosecuting Michael Brown said... It is fair to say that this case of is unique in the annals of human crime.
Lol.
The defendant is accused of luring dogs to his person, grabbing their hindquarters and inserting his tongue into their anuses.
Anus,
not just rimming, full penetration.
Going in.
According to a witness, one dog had made...
Oh, God.
According to a witness, one dog had made soil just seconds before the defendant dog mess. The court was told that on one morning in December, McPherson licked the arses of a staffy, a cockapoo and even a French bulldog.
So he's not fussy.
Not at all. His bid to violate a German shepherd landed him with a nasty bite, said Mr. Brown to chuckles from the court. The court also heard of... also heard a video of McPherson's antics was filmed by a bystander and posted online. Those service providers soon removed it for violating decency rules. Very good. Well done, AOL. Defending...
AOL.
I don't know, it's the first thing I thought of. Defending Fiona Green said, "My client is truly sorry for the offence caused by his behaviour. He cannot freely... Sorry, he cannot explain it. Though he freely admits drinking heavily that morning and taking a synthetic narcotic known locally as Slattock's Knees."
Okay, don't know what fine. That means.
That's a type of cheese,
Slattock's
isn't it?
Slattock's Knees.
"My client pleaded guilty at the earliest possible appointment." No, that's not even half the words I said right. "My client pleaded guilty at the earliest possible opportunity. Not appointment." Jailing McPherson magistrate Nigel Grover said, "This court has never heard such a revolting case. Rimming dogs indeed."
Rim, as we established, not rimming. Not it's getting his tongue right.
I mean,
in
I don't
there.
Know the exact, literally the exact ins and outs of rimming.
Yeah.
Does the tongue penetrate?
Maybe it does.
Be honest if you know. Really.
No, I don't.
Be
know.
Honest if you know.
I
Why
don't
are you embarrassed?
Know.
Don't be embarrassed.
Leave me alone. I don't use family cloths and I don't rim.
Would you say when you rim, you are a top or a bottom?
Oh my God. What has happened to you?
I've been to Italy. Everyone's so classy there.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Do you know though, actually in the animal kingdom, cats especially, we're talking about this at the weekend on a walk.
Sure.
That cats' parents, so when a little kitten's born, they lick the bums to encourage them to poo. And so when little, sometimes little dogs as well, and little
Yeah, but at least it'd be clean because they've never done a poop before.
Yeah.
Oh, God, no.
So when they're orphaned,
someone else has to.
Have to imitate it. No, but what they do is get a little wet cotton pad and wipe it on the bum.
That's a waste of cotton pads. I think we all know that. Just get your boy in, McPherson.
Just get your boy in.
Get your boy
Community
in.
Community service.
Get your boy in. I like
Fuck
him.
Me, that's disgusting.
Well. Each to their own, I say, when it comes to...
No.
No, you're right.
I don't believe in each to their own.
Each
There's certain
own.
Things that none of us should do.
Incest, each to their own.
Yeah, no.
Rimming dogs, each to their own. One man's trash is another man's treasure, if that's the saying that works.
Highly intoxicated pilot.
Sure.
I'm moving on because I can't think about
I've
that
I've got
anymore.
Loads more to say.
Leaves more than 100 passengers stranded for 3 days.
Oh, man.
I think this actually happened to me, you know, once.
Do you think?
Well, I think well, I was waiting for ages on a plane, and we all got on the plane, sat on it for like 3.5 hours. It didn't take off.
Hateful.
Someone said they saw a McDonald's being delivered to the pilot, which to me says hangover.
100%.
And sobering up.
Oh, shit.
Not happy.
That's ace.
But not for 3 days.
Okay, fine.
Air Portugal has apologised for leaving over 100 passengers stranded at Stuttgart Airport in southwest Germany after cancelling a flight at the last minute. Because the co-pilot was intoxicated.
How? He knew he had to work, right?
Yeah.
I don't know the ins and outs of piloting, but...
So not drinking is a big one. No. According to the New York Post, flight TP523 was scheduled to depart from Stuttgart to Lisbon, Portugal, on the evening of March 23rd. And an airport airport worker noticed the co-pilot walking unsteadily and stinking of booze.
Oh no, the booze.
Airport authorities were alerted and the decision was made to keep the plane grounded. Aviation authorities determined the 40-year-old was on flit to fly. He was, you know, put in jail and then bailed.
Fair.
Because that's illegal.
Okay.
And asked to surrender his flying license. However, 106 passengers had to be given hotel rooms to stay in overnight. There wasn't a replacement crew available, so their flight was scheduled for 3 days later.
I'd be absolutely raging. Because you think... There's always this idea when your flight's delayed or something, it's like, oh, just at least that way I'm still on holiday for a bit longer. No.
Yeah. No.
It's garbage.
Not for 3 days.
It's hell
you
of
just
a...
want to come home.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, so that's it. But at least I thought for once it's not about a flight being grounded because someone's on a stinking ship.
Oh, God, we've done so many of those
That
stories.
Happens really quite a lot. I'd say that happens like...
Who poops on an aeroplane?
Twice a year.
I don't even know who poops on an aeroplane.
If it's a 13-hour flight and I don't feel that well. I probably, when we went to Thailand, probably did a poo on the flight because my tummy wasn't good.
I'm telling you now, I've been to Australia twice and I've...
You didn't poo the whole time?
I've never pooped on an aeroplane in my life. I don't think, anyway.
Oh, wow.
Can't remember. Don't remember. Can't remember.
Have been drunk on a plane, though.
Yeah.
But we're not driving it, so that is fine.
Exactly. You may remember this guy from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember there was a guy last week,
yeah.
Liverpool fan, cut off his arm because he had a Jamie Carragher tattoo.
Yes, what happened now?
Well, unlucky Tom forced to lose another limb.
What?
So ashamed of my Anton Deck tattoo, I chopped my leg off with a bread knife.
The same person.
Unfortunately,
Anna, for God's
he's
sake.
Had a bad selection of tattoos done.
Oh, Anna.
Anton Deck obsessive Tom Ward loved the cheeky Geordie pair so much he got the telly stars tattooed on his left leg.
Mm.
But he was gutted when Ant McPartlin was arrested on suspicion of drink driving last weekend. And furious at the fall of one of his idols, he drunkenly took a bread knife and hacked off his own leg at the knee.
Why the bread knife? Is it definitely the same guy?
Yeah, mate.
Oh my God.
Definitely. Tom, 35, of Walton, Liverpool, remember? Said, I know innocent until proven guilty and all that, but by rights, I should really have waited for the outcome of any court case.
Yeah.
But drink driving is such a heinous crime, sorry, alleged crime, that I decided to take immediate action. Plus, I was pissed as a fart.
Yeah.
It's not the first limb that Tom's lost to celebrity misdeeds.
One week ago.
Just last week, Sunday Sport reported how he'd sliced off an arm which bore a tattoo of spit-shamed footy commentator Jamie Carragher.
You really think he'd still be in hospital recovering from one arm coming off?
I feel like losing a limb is a big deal and you might not be able to go home the same day.
But... And also doctors might, like social services might take knives out of your house.
Yeah.
He's just used the same knife again.
Same knife, yeah, because he says... After my story was in the Sunday Sport last week, loads of people were coming up to me and saying, you're a daft twat, haven't you heard of laser removal? People were calling me all kinds of cunts on Twitter too. Mm. You would have thought that after what I'd gone through with the Cara tattoo, the last thing I'd do was cut off another limb.
You would have thought that, yeah.
Why did I do it? One word, cider. That's what.
No. Why cider? Always cider.
Jobless cider drinking weasels. He explained, it was even worse than when I cut my arm off. Obviously, my leg's thicker and the bread knife was a bit blunted from when I cut my arm off.
Yeah.
There was blood everywhere. Mm. I only just managed to call an ambulance before I passed out.
And the ambulance are like, not this Joker
again. Not
again,
mate. Tom says that staff at his local hospital were less than impressed when he turned up with another missing limb.
Mm.
He said, the doctor
Half
told me...
missing limb. I presume he didn't make it through the bone again.
No, I think he did this one somehow. Fuck knows how. He said, the doctor told me I was a ruddy idiot for cutting my leg off and said that I could have bled to death. I told him, but what about Ant? Ant's been arrested. He was my hero.
Mm.
I think the doctor may have sworn at that point, but I'm not sure. I think he was foreign.
Oh my God.
So
fuck
Sunday
you.
Sport. Unfortunately, medics were unable to save Tom's leg. He said last night, that's me done. No more amateur amputations. Thank goodness I don't have any more tattoos.
Okay.
Last week, Ant was formally charged with drink driving. It follows his arrest after a collision last Sunday involving three vehicles in southwest London where minor injuries were recorded.
Mm.
Yeah, so my advice would always be don't get shit tattoos for a start.
Yeah.
And just stop cutting those limbs off.
I don't think there's one celebrity in the world I would have a tattoo of on my body.
Not in a million years. There's not a single... What about Beyonce? You quite like her.
I love Beyonce, but I just don't think a face should be on your skin.
Just...
How I feel.
No, I agree. You don't have to tell me twice, my friend. Especially when your body changes shape and it gets all distorted.
I don't want to be responsible for Beyonce getting fat cheeks.
Yeah, getting a funny stretched out
stomach
face.
Stomach expands.
It's not a good look for anyone.
Teacher ditches job to become full-time dominatrix. With two living slaves, she walks on dog leads.
That's hot.
We should say there's nothing funny about actual slaves. These guys aren't actual slaves.
What an absurd... Side note.
Because she calls them slaves.
Yeah, but she's a dominatrix. We obviously know she hasn't got slaves.
I don't know. Does she pay them?
I don't know.
We're going to find out
they
together.
Love it, surely.
Well, you would presume so.
Okay.
A dominatrix has revealed she has two 24/7 live-in slaves who wait on her and her boyfriend hand and foot.
What the fuck?
Dahlia Rain.
She sounds like fucking grief.
Don't think her real name. From New Jersey, US, shares her home with the men who cook, clean, tidy, buy groceries, walk the dog in return for rewards of the body kind. The former school teacher was once married but
got
bored of her vanilla lifestyle. I love when people say vanilla.
There's nothing wrong with vanilla. It's
so
delicious.
Vanilla.
Madagascan vanilla is the dream.
Oh, lovely. Dahlia said, everybody comes into fetish at different times of their life.
Everyone comes into fetish, Dahlia.
I did the normal housewife thing, but there were things that were missing. I wanted some more excitement and there were things my ex-husband didn't want.
like two slaves
with their slaves.
Oh, I thought and they'd I be like. Can I just have a look? I thought they'd be dressed in like leather.
I think that happens later. That's just her in the park. But it is snowing, to be fair.
What an adorable dog.
Yeah. So
Fluffy.
She,
the dog's called Fluffy.
She has got them on chains, and then one of them has a dog on a chain.
It's like. It's silly. Yeah. I don't know what I was trying to say.
After her divorce, Dahlia started to dip her toes into the fetish scene.
People's anuses.
Yeah, oh my God.
That's a thing. Oh, gross. Katie Price. That was her. Very much the front area.
It was here that she met her slaves, another name given to dissubmissive partners in BDSM relationships, and her boyfriend John, who the slaves also cater for when he visits.
Great. What do you mean when he visits? Where does he
when
live?
The boyfriend...
What, they don't live together?
No, they don't live in sin.
How modern.
She draws the line. Dahlia says, people ask what's the difference between a sub / slave and a boyfriend, and there are big differences. Yeah. I don't have sex with my subs.
What the fuck are these slaves getting?
I know, no sexual relationship at all. That's a fantasy.
What is happening in this? I think they might just be slaves.
This is what I was worried about at the beginning.
Good shout on the disclaimer.
I get a lot of emails and messages from people wanting to be my sex slave and be tied up.
No sex, though.
But that's not the type of dominance I do.
Oh, my gosh. She's a lazy shit.
She says no money changes hands between herself and her subs, Chris and Mike, who's also known as Fluffy.
Oh, I can't.
So it's Fluffy was Mike, not the dog. When people schedule a session, because she's a dominatrix as well, not just in her life.
I honestly don't think it's worth it.
They're giving me money to be in my hands for an hour, whereas lifestyle slaves, like her slaves, are just giving themselves into my care permanently.
So does she fuck the ones paying, though?
Yeah. Oh, no, well, you don't necessarily fuck if you're a dominatrix, do you? Sometimes just mean to people for an hour, which I could probably do.
I can't get on board with being a sub or a dom. And yes, I abbreviate now. Yeah. I'm cool.
So basically, people pay her, but then the two that live with her don't have to pay her, which is nice for her.
What do you think you're more likely to be, sub or submissive or dom?
I mean, I don't know. I'm better at shouting at people than being shouted at.
Well, I'm happy to just sit about while people wash up for me. So yeah, maybe a dominatrix.
No, yeah. As a reward for serving her, the subs receive BDSM punishment such as being bound, gagged and whipped.
This is a fucking
That's their
nightmare.
Rewards.
But no genital play.
No.
Fine.
Fluffy, one of the subs, says I do pretty much anything...
Can you call him by his real name, Michael?
No.
Please.
Fluffy says I do pretty much anything Dahlia asks of me.
You are pathetic and a loser.
Even if it's just a matter of her breakfast or giving her a foot rub.
I like
making her happy. It feels good when I see a smile on her face
and
she takes care of me.
No.
She rewards me a lot of different ways. The other night I wanted to sleep at the foot of her bed and she let me.
She is fucking laughing in these guys' faces. Surely they... Do they honestly not realise what a mug they're being?
No.
That's all part of it though, isn't it? I can't get my head around
it. I don't understand it.
I'm confused.
Alongside requests of physical domination, Dahlia receives offers of payment for other types of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people say, I'll pay you $5,000 to ruin my life. Contact my wife and tell her I'm a pervert. This is her phone number.
What?
Yes. What is wrong with
never
people?
Heard of that.
Dahlia, who makes out she's sweeter than sweet. I don't want to ruin your life. I'm not into that.
Oh, bullshit.
I want to make life better.
Yeah, but £5,000. I'd do anything for £5,000. I mean anything. Hit me up on Twitter.
Chris, is one of the subs, lives full-time with Dahlia. Fluffy is also a performer in the adult industry. So sometimes is in Las Vegas.
Why isn't the other guy got a pet name? That's not... seems like
I'm
favoritism.
Worried about Chris. We haven't heard from Chris.
Chris!
Yeah.
I think Chris might not speak English.
I enjoyed this last quote from Dahlia. It's something I plan on doing forever. I'm going to be an old lady with slaves pushing my wheelchair.
I mean, you'd be crazy to give up people washing up, cooking and cleaning for you that you don't even have to bang.
That you don't even have to bang.
I'm
That's
coming
a really
around to
good
her.
Point, actually.
I'm coming around to the idea of this woman.
Exactly.
Well... Yeah, I think we're going to see her in there.
I thought you were going to do a well.
No, I think we're going to see her possibly in the news.
Oh, right.
I think her house will be...
You think they're real slaves in
there? Yeah, I think the police are going to turn up with a battering ram and there's going to be a basement of poor
Fluffies.
People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
There you go.
What a dark note to end on. What a bummer. Well, nice work if you can get it.
Mm.
Yeah.
If we remember to post a picture of Fluffy, where would we put it, Anna? Tell us about the social network.
Well, I'll tell you, Rhiannon. I'm glad you've asked. Mm-hmm. If you want to head to our Twitter or Instagram to look at photos or get in touch with us, see what we're up to, tell us what you're up to, it's at @IRL_UK_podcast.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm saying any of these words correctly. And then Facebook is for what the fuck? IRL UK podcast. Search for us. You'll
just
find
look
us.
For us.
And maybe do us a little review. That'd be super sweet.
We
on
won't
iTunes.
Sell your data.
We won't sell your data because I don't even understand this whole Facebook thing. Again, didn't have much information while I was in Italy, so really don't know what's going on. With that, haven't bothered to look it up, despite the fact that I'm on Facebook. I'm sure everything will work out fine.
Yeah.
I'm not too worried.
We just live
if you're
in
not
a
worried.
World where Mark Zuckerberg is our overlord, and that's fine.
Is that the sort of way it seems?
I don't know.
I don't understand. I don't even know how to use emojis. So I'm a little on edge now, but that's cool. We'll figure it out. But yes, please do send us any stories you want us to cover, because that's the dream. We love reading out your stories. Very good
tweet
fun.
Tweet us, message us.
Yeah.
Give us a review.
Yeah, do what you like.
Yeah.
You know, just don't be a slave. Unless you have to. I mean, if you're forced
unless
into it.
Unless you like it and you're getting paid.
And laid.
And laid.
Paid and laid
paid,
is fine.
Laid, like it.
Yeah.
Three
oh my God.
Stipulations.
That's like, No, it's not. Whatever I was going to say, I can't remember anyway. Right, let's get out of here.
All right, thanks for listening. Do you want to say goodbye?
Thanks for listening. I'm going to say a bit more upbeat than Rhiannon, because the way she said it sounds like she wasn't that thankful for you listening. Thanks for listening, guys. You're the best. You're the bomb. You're the bomb diggity.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.